It is Hank FM, and those that could use a little praying, it is why.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Today's edition of Why We Can't Have Nice Things brought to you by Dag Metals LLC, with a location for you, either in Weatherford, Cleburne, Springtown, Boyd, Crescent, newest location in Gainesville, Jag, 24 hours, jagmetalsllc.com. Well, let's just go right to the source and right to Florida Man.
Florida Man.
Brooksville, Florida Man named Henry Betsy has been sentenced for the crime of marrying three women at the same time. It is a felony in Florida, believe it or not, for bigamy. And Henry pled guilty to bigamy and was made a convicted felon, sentenced to 2 years of probation for being married to three women at the same time. By the way, Betsy's wives expressed their disappointment with the sentence. The judge did show leniency, though, in the case, probation, instead of going with the much harsher penalty and punishment of actually allowing him to continue to be married to three different... Let us go to Louisiana ain't playing with this. So yesterday, a brand new law went into effect in the state of Louisiana that bans drivers from driving below the speed limit in the left lane on highways. And you can get cited and even jailed for being just 1 mile per hour under the speed limit if you're riding in the left lane. We do all hate that, don't we? Except that person that is, they don't even know they're in the left lane, I'm pretty sure. The one that's cruising along in the Prius at about 45 mile an hour, I don't think they know where they're at. But in Louisiana, $150 fine first offense, $250 on their second, $350 on their third. And at that point, you could be facing jail time. Imagine being locked up telling people, I'm in here for driving a 64 and a 65.
Dum, 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 dum.
I don't know. I kind of like that law a little bit. Let's go to noted North Texan Olympian and track star Sha'Carri Richardson. This incident with her boyfriend, Christian Coleman, occurred over the weekend. A big track meet in Eugene, Oregon. Getting ready for, well, the Olympics next year. This happened at the Seattle-Tacoma International Airport. And Richardson was arrested for domestic violence, according to a police report, saying that Coleman was the victim in this incident. Now, the couple was seen arguing in the terminal with Sha'Carri Richardson, physically hitting Christian Coleman at times. They're both sprinters, by the way. But she was yanking on his backpack several times while he tried to get away. I mean, to his credit, I mean, she's one of the fastest women on the planet. Kind of hard to get away. But he apologized for her, said this is more of a private matter, and certainly says she has things she needs to work on.
Well, dum, 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 dum.
Seriously, hard to catch, too. So, a couple of weeks ago, we saw the tale of the Annabelle doll. That on tour right now, which is a splendid idea. And then the guy that was the steward of it passed away during the tour and all that. Well, you may know that comedian Matt Rife, pretty funny guy. Well, comedian Matt Rife has now taken over ownership of the, quote, cursed Annabelle doll and the house, purchasing the rights to the home of the famously haunted Annabelle doll and the guardian of several other paranormal items from the property's museum. This is the former home of Ed and Lorraine Warren there in Connecticut, the Amityville Horror House, and The Conjuring, like The House. And, of course, with Annabelle's last guardian passing away recently while he was taking her on tour, Rife plans to continue the tour and will allow guests to experience overnight stays in the museum.
You better run.
Oh, also, just for good measure, out there in Simi Valley, California, the home that was used for the filming of the 1982 Poltergeist movie is now available for rent. Homeowner Rachel Powers recreated the set, invested about $200,000 to offer rentals through various platforms. You could Airbnb your stay out there at the Poltergeist house. Again,
dum, 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 dum,
I mean, You're just asking for it. Although, maybe that's where Heather Lee and the family are at. Finally, why we can't have nice things. A roadway incident there in Pennsylvania on Interstate 83 in Shrewsbury, PA. There was a crash on the interstate that caused the spill of a truckload of hot dogs onto the highway. A crash not involving the hot dog truck per se that actually sent four people to the hospital on that. Everybody looks to be okay on that, but that then triggered the hot dog truck tipping over. An emergency crew had to clean up the road by scooping up the hot dogs with a front end loader. The fire chief says, quote, the hot dogs were very slippery. That had to be disgusting. The original crash was a hit and run, a sideswipe, and the guy got away. So the police say they hopefully can catch up to them. Things took a turn for the worst. They never saw such an accident like this before. Okay, I'm fine. I'm done.